was a game of runs for sure tonight. The biggest one was the 12-0 run you guys had in the third quarter and the first part of the fourth quarter. And Cimarron kept chipping away, but you guys found ways to win in the end. And I tell you what, you have to be pretty happy about this road win here.
It's a good road win for us, you know, with the amount of size that they can put on the floor. You know, it's one of the things that kind of gives us some trouble. You know, you go 6'5", 6'5", 6'4", somewhere around there, and, you know, pretty thick kids, you know, not skinny guys by any means. So they can really give you some trouble with their size. And, you know, I thought early on we didn't do a great job of getting to the backside help because, you know, we were kind of told we didn't want to even let them pass it into Pickle just because of his rebounding capabilities as well. But, you know, the first half we got open looks. We just didn't knock some of them down like we did in the second half. And like you said, game of runs. You know, luckily we made one there when we needed to in the, you know, early part of the fourth. We kind of kept them at arm's length and were able to close it out.
Yes, you were able to close it out there. And you've been looking for some other players to step up in the scoring department. You were able to find Justin Frew. He only had 6 field goals made, 1 three-pointer coming in. He hits a 3, and he has 3 field goals tonight. 7 points for him. That was good to see him finally, you know, get some of those shots to drop.
Yeah, absolutely. With you know, that kid has tremendous work ethic and, you know, comes to practice every day and puts in the time, puts in the effort. And, you know, so it's good to see him knock those down. You know, he has the capabilities of knocking those down. You know, sometimes it just creeps up in your mind a little bit and you kind of worry about it and think about it. But, you know, by no means do we ever talk about it at practice or anything like that. I want him to stay aggressive because he is a kid that can make plays for other people. And tonight, you know, he found himself in situations where, you know, maybe he was being aggressive to get somebody else open, and it turned out that, you know, it was him. So, yeah, he was able to knock down a couple of mid-range jump shots, and then the big three in the corner was a big three for us. It was a good momentum swing, too, because we kind of needed it then.
Yes, it was. And you also had Jordan Horn kind of in a scoring funk for a while. He finally stepped up and hit some baskets. And I thought the ability for Horn to step up and hit those big baskets. Also, I thought Hess kind of set the tone getting it into the paint there and attacking the rim and maybe exposing Cimarron on defense a little bit. I thought that was key to the good start, and also kind of how you guys closed out the ball game as well.
Yeah, well, you know, we're kind of coming in with the mindset that we were going to do that and kind of try to take advantage of our quickness to kind of negate some of their length and their size. So Bo did a great job starting, you know, getting us off to a good start. But, you know, we let him right back in it because of a few defensive, you know, meltdowns that we didn't rotate quite well enough. You know, and they made us pay for it. You know, they're a team that if they get by the basket, you know, it's hard to keep them off the glass with their length and size. But Jordan also is another kid who can get to the basket, and he's athletic enough to get up high and finish over a lot of people. And, you know, so he was aggressive early on, getting to the basket. And, you know, leave it to him and Marshall to run that last play without being told to, you know, the Hail Mary over the top. You know, it's not a very intelligent play whatsoever. And, you know, lucky for them, it paid off. But, you know, that's something that those two just kind of cooked up them by themselves. So, you know, can't take credit for that one. But, you know, it was good to see Jordan kind of get back after it in the scoring department. But, you know, he is a kid that can make a lot of plays for other people. And, you know, when he stays aggressive, you know, usually he does a pretty good job of finding them.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Jitcher joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here on the road tonight by the final tally of 55-49. And, well, you're done with the month of January. End on a high note, 3 consecutive wins. And now you're 9-6 on the year and 5 games left in the regular season, all against league foes. The second half of the schedule in the league begins with a home game with Colby on Friday night. And they had the night off. And they're a team that's around 3-10, 3-11 on the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, get Colby back after we haven't seen him since, you know, right before Christmas break. So a team that's playing extremely hard. You know, they're playing harder than they were at the beginning of the season, and they're starting to have some players that are stepping up. And you know, with guys playing, you know, as hard as they are, you know, you get a few shots to fall and your confidence starts to grow and you know, you become a little bit more dangerous. I think they got a little confidence in the orange and black there, you know, won a game and played tight with another one. So you know, definitely not a team that, you know, will look familiar from what we saw at the beginning of the year. So we'll have to, you know, gear up for them and kind of go through some scouting report stuff to make sure we're ready. But, you know, it is a long old month. You know, January is kind of the grind of that season. You know, it's fun, but it's tiring. You know, you have a bunch of kids who are playing in JV tournaments and, you know, getting minutes in varsity tournaments. So, you know, we got a tired group of kids. You know, hopefully, we kind of get them rested tomorrow and then get them back, you know, Thursday back in there at practice and, you know, give it a full go at it and then have the game Friday.
All right, Scott City Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers holding off Cimarron at the end, 55-49. And, Coach, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you coming up tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.